Every business at the core of it, they need to understand their customer story. And I think the perfect story about that is Walt Disney. When he launched Disneyland, he would sit and watch his customers and watch the people walk through the door, buy a hot dog, count the steps. He personally counted the steps before they were done with the hot dog. And every 30 paces, then now you go to Disney and there's a trash can. That's the key to it, is like if we obsess about our customer stories and collecting them and having them and telling them over and over again, we inspire people. Now there's no better way to collect them, craft them, and deliver them than ever before. And that's what we've developed a process around doing.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life Inner Show podcast. On the Life Inner Show, we help people make more, work less, and live better lives, which ultimately, listen, making more and working less, that's the whole reason we're doing that, is to live a better life. I am joined by my co-host, Polish Peter. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. So good to be back. A little exhausted from the summits and all that kind of stuff, but
yeah, dude,
great to
that
be
was a
back in
wild
the...
event, man. That was wild.
Yeah. So
Cool.
one of the things that I'm excited about this particular episode, because this guy is going to talk to us about doing video case stories in
Yes.
spite of the faces that we are blessed with here, like you and me, and how
We could
you
just do it with
actually
a
can
mask
help
on
people.
too. That'd be okay, I guess.
Hey, with the today's technology, with the AI, whatever, man, I think I
They
can
can
just
fix
put
it.
whatever, like face. Maybe
That's
one of the
we can fix
episodes
it.
just show up with some different
Well, dude, it
face, you
looks like
know?
you got some sort of like, face correction going on right now, some like soft touch screen appearance going on in your screen anyway.
I have no idea how this is. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. Why is this looking like this? So I
There's a
don't
dude, there's
know.
an option in Zoom that has like touch up appearance. You probably have the button clicked.
Well, I'll guess I'll check it up.
Yeah.
At least I
So
look better, I guess,
if you
hopefully,
want to see
right?
Peter's uncharacteristically smooth face, then check out the video on YouTube. But listen, in
Hey.
all seriousness, dude, we have an awesome episode. The gentleman's name is Ian Garlick. He's become a friend. He has a great, I don't know what I'd call it, like a system for collecting these video case stories, which are very different from testimonials. And the benefits to the business are tremendous in many different areas, both internally and externally. We get into that during the episode. We talk about all the places you can use these. We can talk about why businesses need to use these in their businesses. So many uses of it. It's just a great episode, dude.
Yeah, one of the powerful things that he talks about, and it's not just about the difference between testimonials by case stories, but how you actually have these stories help your business grow and help you learn about your business and help you actually, get out of a slump if you're in a slump,
Yeah,
And he's
tons of
interviewed
uses.
over 1,000 different people, and he talks a little bit about, what he's learned about that, about them, and giving really good content for people to actually be able to help them grow businesses.
He actually has a very special just gift for you guys as well for listening. So stay tuned to the very end of the podcast to get that as well. Let's go right now. Here's our interview with Ian Garlick. Hi, what's up, man? Welcome to Life Inner Show.
Jason, Peter, thank you so much for having me. It's fun, we should have been recording 10 minutes earlier.
I know. Yeah, you guys missed the comedy
Mm-hmm.
show. We'll bring it back. Don't worry. I'm sure there'll be some ridiculousness shared within the episode. Listen, I gotta tell, and Peter, you don't know this yet. I was introduced to Ian through a mutual friend that you know, Peter, Dobbin Buck is the guy who's like, so our mutual friend Dobbin is like, and he's been on the podcast as well. And, he's just this guy who's a connector. He loves making introductions between people that he likes and cool people. And he's a man, you gotta meet my boy Ian. And he's a super cool guy, has a great business model anyway. And like, you guys would totally connect. And so, man, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so, I'm not sure how long ago it
Yeah.
was that we actually connected, man. But it's been
So wait
awesome.
a
And so
minute. So he connected you two, you guys talked, and you actually came back after talking to him?
Well, the
I
only reason he
did.
came back is I didn't mention that I was friends with you, Peter. That's why he came back. Well,
Now he just said at the beginning of the episode that he is Polish. So I mean, it's all like now
it's
that's
the
a
Polish
match made
mafia.
in heaven, right, Ian?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, so that we yeah, so that just means to be expecting the unexpected on this episode. Well, listen, man. So tell us. I want you. I love your business
Thank
and
you.
what you do, and it's so important to other businesses. And why don't you tell the audience kind of what this is and why you kind of were drawn to this and why you saw this appeal and how it could be helpful to other businesses?
Yeah, I mean, so video case stories, I've kind of been doing them since I got into marketing almost 20 years ago. I'm starting consulting in New York City. And I realized that a couple of things happened. Well, YouTube was purchased by Google, and I was looking at all of our marketing that we were doing for clients, and it kind of all just looked the same. And I'm like, but then I get in there and they tell me stories of mainly attorneys I was working with in New York City. And they tell me stories of the people that they helped. And I'm like, you're so, I talked to, literally hundreds, if not thousands of attorneys. And I'm like, every one of them had a different story. And I realized that this is the differentiator. And over the years, we've evolved the process because not only can you capture these stories, but now we can get them delivered, the perfect story at the perfect time because of things like YouTube, right? YouTube's the number two most used search engine. So we not only help people create those stories and craft those stories and collect them and think about them, because you got to think about them a certain way, but we get them delivered. So when someone's looking for that help, you don't get just a bland case study or testimonial. You get someone talking about their emotional journey. And what I realized through the process in doing this and getting better and better, always getting better at marketing, talking to the best marketers, that really every business at the core of it needs video case, well, case stories. They need to understand their customer story. And I think the perfect story about that is when I think about, one of my favorites is Walt Disney. I love him. Just love what he did. And, I live here in Orlando, but so it's, we're surrounded by not what you think of Disney World, but like what Walt did. And he would sit, like when he launched Disneyland, he would sit and watch his customers and watch the people walk through the door, buy a hot dog, count the steps. He personally counted the steps before they were done with the hot dog. And every 30 paces, then now you go to Disney and there's a trash can. And he saw people were not happy with open trash cans. So he actually invented the trash flap, like the trash can with the flap. And then he would stand in line and ask people how the line was. And, because he was obsessed with the customer stories. And I think that's a demonstration of not an obsession, but why he was so amazing at what he did. And I think that's the key to it, is like if we obsess about our customer stories and collecting them and having them and telling them over and over again, we inspire people. And now there's no better way to collect them, craft them, and deliver them than ever before. And that's what we've developed a process around doing.
So do you, dude, I love that. And so is it video specifically because you feel like there's a visual element to it? You connect more than you do with like words on a page. Is that kind of the reason behind that?
Oh, 100%. Well, and also
Okay.
like we can see, we read people's faces, right? We can see the emotion, and when you can get across emotion in someone's voice and their face, that emotion is what transforms people. It's what makes people us buy. It makes us what connect to people. And also, when we see someone's face and we hear their voice, there's this thing called the mirror exposure effect. The more you see someone's face, the more you hear their voice, the more you think they're your friend at a subconscious level. That goes back 100,000 years of evolution. You can't resist it. So those things combine to and people just don't like to read too, right?
Yeah, right.
So yeah, we can tell great stories, and then we have sound and music and visuals and B-roll and all that stuff we can throw in there and entertain people. And I think that's another thing that Walt was really good at. It was like, you learn stuff, but you didn't feel like you were learning stuff. And that's what I love about video case stories. You're being sold, but you don't feel like you're being sold.
So does this still work if you have a face like Peter's? Just curious.
That's why we have other people now. Yeah, of course.
Works. Well, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I'm glad Peter's
I'm checking
paying
out. I can't believe like you just totally like you went for Ian. You just totally went with what he was saying. Like you jump on his wagon. What's up with that, man?
I'm just working with, I'm working both sides.
Right. Okay.
Well, I'm waiting for my side here. Okay.
Okay.
Well, and so, dude, I love the video aspect. Now, a couple things I wanted two things immediately popped in my mind though. One, it feels like video is a whole lot harder to get than somebody giving like a little blurb about, themselves or your business. which also leads me to my second question, like, is what is the difference between a case study and a testimonial?
Yeah, that's
great.
Is
there a difference?
There's a huge difference. So answering the first question, yes, but you get, when you interview, we interview people, right? We have a human interview. We don't just send a list of questions. We don't just send a videographer. We have a trained interviewer. And ahead of time, we go through a tackle box process, which is a strategic process. We know what questions we want to ask. We know where we want to go with this. We want, this is investigative as much as it is figuring out the, to gain some content, right? We're learning from the person where, you know, what their emotional state was. So we as humans are naturally at talking to a human. So that's why it actually becomes kind of easier if you ask the right way. Now, if you ask for a testimonial, they're going to talk about you and be like, oh yeah, you know, Jason, such a good looking guy.
continue.
He's working on his hair. One day.
But no, with, you know, when you ask someone for a testimonial, especially your like best clients, they think, oh, I want to talk about how great you are because you helped me out. And we don't, no one cares about how great you are, right? They care about the person that you helped. Did you help someone like me? Did they have a problem like me? Did they have the obstacles like me? You know, one big questions we try and get across too is, can someone like me do this? That's an internal question that we can overcome with a story. Testimonials rarely have emotions. We, you know, everyone says that we buy with emotions. There's a great book out there by Paul Zak called The Moral Molecule. Did all these studies, Dr. Paul Zak, amazing, amazing stuff. But he showed the chemistry of emotional decision-making. And that if you actually just trigger emotions, people are more likely to take action after, no matter what you ask them to do. So he would trigger an emotional state with a video and then ask them to donate to something completely unrelative and increase the donations 80%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when people say story and emotions, I say that because it feels like it could be this soft thing, but it works. So that's the difference. And a story has an arc, right? We have to connect with the person. Why do I care about that person? You know, what were their problems? What did they go through? And how were their problems resolved? Not just, I made $1 billion and my life is great because I'm watching the Life and Air show, right? We need to know about that. So that's the difference between a testimonial. Case studies generally are numbers driven, right? And facts, which is helpful. But if you don't have emotion, people don't remember emotion. They don't feel anything. And I always ask someone, you know, with a case study, what's the last case study you remember? Whereas I've shown case stories to people, and like I'm on stage and like 6 years later, like, oh, you remember that story you showed? Whatever happened to that guy? Right? Because they become invested in it and they remember it. So, you know, a perfect example, I think, of the difference here is we had a client who was a personal injury attorney. And he talked, you know, everyone talks about customer service, but then he had a client who was injured, stuck at home, hardworking guy, and couldn't mow his lawn and was depressed about it. And so the attorney actually went out that day and mowed the lawn. And the guy was talking about that. Right. And every time I tell that story, I'm like, you know, you're never going to forget that story. But if I told you the attorney made him $5 million, you might, a year from now, you might be like, how much money did he make him? Wasn't that much? Do I really believe that? So it's a long answer, but it's an important distinction because when we ask for testimonials, we get people to talk about you. When we get case studies, it's just numbers driven. But when we get case stories, we have something that draws people in and will attract business and works for years.
Dude, I love that, man. Yeah, that's super powerful. And thank you for making the distinction between like these different, I mean, cause I think a lot of people just think it's all about testimonials and that at some point, I'm guessing like, you know, I'm thinking of like reviews on Amazon, like especially seems to be something that people like really, you know, you look at what have other people's experiences been with things. And now when you add a storytelling aspect to it, combined with the emotion, I can see the power that with that. Is this something that is feasible for now? this is kind of like a, it might be a difficult question to answer because I know you do this professionally and you help businesses with this, but is this something that the average business owner can learn how to do to some relative degree of proficiency so that they can like do this? Cause here's what I don't want to happen is somebody's like, oh yeah, this is awesome, but it's impossible. So I may as well just get a testimonial. Or like, what kind of, like, how does somebody get good at this? Is it a skill they can get good at? And what kind of directives would you start to give, and what kind of suggestions would you start to give somebody who's interested in developing this skill set?
That's an awesome question. And I think this skill set, I firmly believe the skill set should be embedded in every business. And whether you do it yourself as an owner, I think the owner at some level should have proficiency in it. And, you know, hiring us is when you just want to take it to the next level, but listening to your customers and capturing their stories, I think should be up there with talking to your accountant and making sure you have enough money in the bank. Because if you just collected stories and just sold with stories, I think, you know, it's, but I like, side note, I firmly believe with where websites are going that you could just have amazing case stories on a YouTube channel and have a successful business without even having a website. That's my own opinion. I want to try that out someday. But right now, I think, you know, I wrote a book on it, Video Testimonials That Land the Big Fish. I called it Video Testimonials because that's what everyone thinks they want. So it's, you know, ranks for it, whatever. But it's the system. It's the system for doing it. Now, it takes practice. It takes practice asking. It takes practice interviewing. The more systems you can put in there, the better. But, you know, it's one of those things that you have to prioritize. It's a fundamental. It's like putting, right? You might not be good at putting, but if you practice every day for 30 minutes, you're going to get good, even if you're not intentionally practicing. And it's like I tell my son, Max, he's like, I'm not good at this. I'm like, how do we get good at things? He's like, by doing them. And, you know, like, it's all I know. And it's like, that's it, right? You can hire someone that's fast track it. We're here, but I do think that reading the book, and you could have someone inside your office do it. Now, doing the interview, the one thing is with the interviews, if you can find someone else to do the interview piece, I suggest it, even someone in your office that hasn't worked with them, just because it is a little weird interviewing someone about their story. If you're the person, it's like going on a date and being like, afterwards, being like, okay, what did you think about the date? You know, how was dinner? You know, how would you rate my kissing? So, but yeah, I 100%. I think, you know, this is one of those things that every great marketer and great business, if you really uncover it, this is what they obsess about. And that's why I did this.
So, regarding who does the interviews, so I have a question for you. So in Life and Air, you know, we have 11 coaches. They're the ones who interact with the members. Peter and I usually teach the events. Would it be appropriate for me to ask them about their coaching experience because I'm not their coach?
Yeah.
And would that be okay? Or would that be like intimidating because like I taught the events?
Well, hold on. There's a little caveat. Know that this is Vojo we're talking about, okay? Not just general like owner. This is Vojo talk.
I think he could do it. You know, because, you know, I think you care about the people, right? And that's a big part of it is like all the people that we hire for interviews care about the people they're interviewing and care about the results. And that comes across in an interview, right? Because it's a human conversation. And that's one of the things I always push is like, we got to care and you got to be able to dig deep and you got to kind of, there's certain times like, you know, I'm known for making people cry, not just because of my looks, but because of what I ask.
Now that you said it, because I'm known for that too. So maybe it is my looks. I mean, I don't know.
You know, it's like, oh man, his breath. But it's because you ask a question and you follow up and you just dig deeper. That's when you get really good at this and you're not afraid to dig deep. And don't think about it from a marketing standpoint. That's the bad point. Like I've seen the bad interviews is people are trying to get a testimonial out. And that's when the interviews are like, eh,
Well, dude, and the reason I ask is because, like, so we have our coaches, and we just had our summit. We just started talking about this before we started recording. And so there's 200 something other life enters there. And I just started talking to people, and I'm like, so what's going on? And they tell me these things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I want to know more about this. Is incredible. Like, why wasn't I aware of this? Like, and then,
That's exactly it.
dude, I'm like, oh my, like, this is incredible. Like, I want to like other people to know about this too, because like, I feel like it's like, I want to know for my own personal, like, 'cause it makes me feel excited, but I want other people to know about it too, so that they can kind of be encouraged as well. Like, we just, like, one of the guys who gave a presentation, his name's Jeff. Super cool guy. Like, he's living in Oxford with his family because his wife wanted to go back to school. I'm like, what? And he's running his business like here in the States. And I'm like, just all these cool stories from people that, like, I feel like we're letting slip through the cracks.
That's the importance of like that tackle box process, because the tackle box is a strategic tool I developed, and I call it the tackle box A because you want to go out fishing and not know where your hooks are, right? And that's what we're doing with marketing. But I would find that people would have all these stories and not have them in one place, not be strategically thinking about them. So you can find your hooks and your angles and everything and keep it all in one place like a tackle box. And also I like to fish and I like writing off my fishing gear. So so it's 100%.
I'll take it.
Our buddy Dobbin that we were talking about, he loves to fish too. So I get to write off when I hang out with him. That's the importance of talking with their team about those stories and finding them out. And it's great that you have the events, but everyone with a team should be listening to the stories. And I think that's, and you said something that I think is one of the side effects, but also one of my favorite pieces of the case stories is when people see them, like, I didn't know this. And this is amazing. Because when you ask for a testimonial, you don't get that stuff. We need to have people tell their stories about being in Oxford or unable to like send their wife back to college. And that inspires us. That's what we're doing this for, right? And yes, the money is great, but having those there, and especially when you're having a bad day and you're like, oh, I really, someone just like, oh, this sucks, blah, 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 because there's always someone that's going to complain. You get that whole list of people that you've helped and you see how the lives you've transformed, and you can go back that and be inspired again. But I think 100%, I mean, I think you should be doing some of the interviews and enjoying it because it's, because you care.
We'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about an upcoming Get a Life getaway that we have in beautiful, beautiful Orlando, Florida, and it's November 7th through 9th. November 7th through 9th in Orlando, and you're going to want to be there because Peter and I are going to walk you through the exact steps to creating a life in your vision for your perfect life. This is perfect illustration of how all of the pieces of your life will fit together to give you a life full of meaning, of fulfillment, of passion, so that you can really move forward in all cylinders and wake up excited every day for what you get to do versus what most people have to do, which is what they have to do, right? We don't want that for you. I want you to have a complete picture, a blueprint for your perfect life. And then we're also going to give you the action steps of how to make it a reality. This is not a pie in the sky approach to living. It is not burying our head in the sand and saying we have a great life, but it is not. This is really concrete strategies. This is very tactical advice. It's things that are that you can actually implement in your life and move forward towards. We've been doing these events for a very, very long time. We help a lot of people, and I want you to be next. So again, those dates are November 7th through 9th in beautiful Orlando. There's a link below in the show notes, or go to lifenear.com. Where you'll see the list of upcoming events. Click on it, register, and I hope to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Let me just say one thing, Peter. I know you got some questions. Dude, I love that you said that because I didn't even think of that angle. Is like, there are days in business, for every business, where you're like, there's some that are better than others, right? And so like the utility of this has so many widespread implications. So for instance, as you're talking, I'm thinking about this, like, if you have a sales team and they're getting discouraged because, sales is a numbers game, and they start to, like, get down on themselves, share the successes that these people have had that encourage. So listen, you're making a difference for these people. Like, you can do it with that. How about this? Like, and I was thinking about this as well, as like, we have a monthly coaches call with all of our coaches and to share the success stories of the members of the students with the coaches who aren't aware of those, like,
yes.
Everybody, there's so many, and not even talking about external to your organization, like for, like you said, like to let people know about the kinds of things that you can do and the cool things that are occurring. Like you can share this internally and externally in a huge way.
I use this tool, I was talking about the Tackle Box tool too, in my sales process from day, you know, when I started, it wasn't called Tackle Box. It was, you know, I found other people's stories, put them all together so I'd have them in like before a meeting. But also I've trained sales organizations with this. It's the best training you could have is coming in and just like, here's 20 stories of people's lives we've transformed. They get excited about it. And if all they did was go out and talk about those stories, they're going to win. Right. It's when you do a technical sale and all you're doing is technicals that you go, you know, and I've done that before. I'm like SEO, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, what? And I'm like, here's a story of someone who bought a brand new mansion because of these videos. I'm like, oh, I want that.
Yeah. Dude, I love this. And so talk to me like, and so as you're, by the way, like this here, I got to tell you, man, this is a selfish reason I enjoy these episodes so much is because I get all these ideas too. Like we have experts like yourself that are coming on. And so like, as you're talking, I'm literally thinking like, you know, and by the way, we're going to see you at one of our events here in Florida soon. But like, I'm thinking, man, in our event workbook, we need to have a page that has like a QR code leading to a video of someone's video case, you know, story. Like, and we can have, there's so many places to put these things too. And businesses can like look for those opportunities to share this in all these creative ways that make them so useful.
So one thing that I'm telling people to do too, is have your clients tell their story of where they want to be, right? So you might even have that in the workbook is what's your story going to be? And commit that to us, right? And because I've been trained, like, you know, everyone talks about vision. And one of the things I realized, because I always had this trouble with like writing down my vision, like I want $100 million, blah, blah, blah. And I realized it's like, what's the story I want to create for myself, but also for someone else? And who's that story that you want to influence? So if you want to land bigger clients, you can write out your case story of that client that you helped, even if it's imaginary, but then you know that person's story. And, you know, and I think for your clients too, if you're coaching someone, have them write out their story of where they want to be, right? Tell it in a story, not just a list of stuff, tell a story. Cause then also, you know, you can interview them along the way and see how they got to that story.
Oh, I love that, man.
I like that. That's very cool. So listen, I love what you're doing there with people, because I think telling stories and that emotion, I mean, if you think about it, from growing up as we were kids, that's what we were taught, right? Through stories, right? And there was emotion, but like, you know, Cinderella story, right? Whatever it might be. So I love that you incorporate into the business. So I got a couple questions for you. One of the things I'm thinking about, someone who's listening, and I'm coming out of the questions from my own students. So here's the first one. Let's say I own a plumbing company or HVAC company, or I'm a, you know, real estate investor, or I'm a baker or whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know what you're saying is probably good for the other businesses like online, whatever. But I mean, I'm a plumber. I go change somebody's pipes. I mean, how is that going to work for me? You know, what would you tell that type of a business? If somebody is sitting here like, that probably doesn't apply to me. What would you tell them?
If you have a business that affects someone's life, it applies to you. It's just you accountants, right? They're always like, oh, I don't have any of these stories. And I always find them with them. Real estate, done tons of real estate. I mean, real estate investors, you know, if they're helping also people real, you know, with real estate investment, you're transforming people's lives. Plumbers, I mean, if your pipes were about to or just burst and that person comes on and saves your house from being devastated, you have that story. Now, there's that little dripping leak, right? That might not be the story, but you have those stories out there of people's lives that you came in and saved them. And I mean, I really would have a hard time thinking of someone who hasn't, you know, like transformed. Not every story is a transformative event, but they are out there.
Awesome. Yeah. Follow-up question to that. So, okay, I got these stories. Some students might have somebody clients that they worked with that helped them. Couple of things. One, I don't know if I should ask. How do I ask? Like, it's weird for me to ask those kinds of things because I've had people like, I mean, how do I go back to my client and ask him to give me some, like testimonial, right?
No,
So I
don't.
want
Yeah,
to see
don't ask
how
for a
you would
testimonial.
exactly, right? Because that's
That's
what
what.
they'll say, right? But I mean, maybe because you're asking for a case story, it's a different, you come from a different place to ask that, right? So how
Yeah.
would you address that when some wondering, like, I don't know how to ask them, or actually, what kind of questions I ask?
Well, A, you get in the habit of asking, right? It's just a habit. Like, and you come from a place of being a human, of not. You want to go up in the middle of the party and go, hey, can you tell me how awesome I am? I don't know. Maybe Wojo would do
Yeah, totally. He's muted right now, so he unmuted himself very quickly. But yeah, I mean, he's looking to interject, but it's not gonna work, dude.
but you'd be like, hey, tell me a little story about that, right? And that's all you have to do is like, hey, I would love to work with more people like you. I loved working with you. Would you mind just sharing your story? All right. I'm not asking for any. Everyone wants to share a story, right? And you're just like, it's gonna be a simple little interview. That's why we do the interview too. It's like, you don't have to prepare anything. You don't have to write anything. I'm just gonna talk to you for about 10, 15 minutes about your story. And that's what we'd say. And what's amazing is because we've been doing this for a long time, and before, because we didn't do as many remote ones, and then we did a lot more remote ones, and people didn't know what Zoom was. And then, around 2020, a few things happened that people were on Zoom a lot more. And the Zoom actually became like a confessional. And when we'd ask people for their stories, they would be like, we get people talking for 45 minutes to an hour about a business and talking the story about, and telling all these things because the cameras weren't there and everything wasn't there. So I do now suggest starting with Zoom, even if you plan on doing it someplace else, because it makes someone a little more comfortable telling that story.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Another question I have for you. I think it's going to actually help the business owner as well, because the way I'm looking at this is if you're in a business, you're entrepreneur, and you probably have, valleys and mountains and valleys, whatever. If your business, if you're feeling like you're in a valley or whatever, I think going out there, getting those case stories are actually going to help you get out of the slump as well. As a business owner, because if you start seeing how people are, their stories, what you've done, how you affected their lives, I think it's going to help you as an owner, as a, entrepreneur to help you grow the business tremendously. What would you say about that?
100% because you've got that awesome occasional person that'll call you up, and I make a point of that actually of calling someone up and going, thank you so much, that was amazing, we just had our lawnmower, I'm like, you do such a great job, it makes me feel so good to come back and have it. But no one else does that, right? I do it because I know no one else does it. No one's going to call you up and tell their story of how very rarely if how awesome they are. They're going to call you up and complain. And you need to find these things for yourself as much as for anything else. And that's where, once again, coming back to Walt Disney, he would go out there and listen to, like, to the point where he was accused of spying on his customers because he knew so much about them. Like, literally, they're like, oh, he has all these spies. I'm like, no, he would go out there and listen to them. And that's you have to you'll find out stuff you don't like, but you find out so many things that you do like and that are amazing, and it will make you happier, but also make you serve people better. Because what another thing you'll find is ways that you didn't know you were helping people, like like byproducts of it, of what you do, and that will help you to add more services on, improve your service, and actually find out what you're doing. Maybe you're doing some stuff that people don't really care about, and get rid of stuff that you're wasting time and money on.
Yeah, that's a I get that, man. So next question, which is I'm on fire. All right. So my follow-up next question is this. You've done, I don't know how many of these case stories or how many of these interviews that you've done. Would
Thousands.
you thousands? All right.
Yeah.
What
My
did you
record is 101 day.
That's it? Just 100? Man, you gotta up your game, dude.
100? What in the world?
Yeah, it was at a huge conference, and it was like they just kept bringing him in. And it was pretty intense. Yeah.
All right, so a couple of questions in regards to that. What's one of your biggest takeaways for you yourself doing thousands of these kind of case stories? What did you learn out of this process?
That's a great question. I mean, it's a constant evolution. Some of the big things is don't assume that you know the story and don't assume that the person's going to be good or bad. Because I've had people walk up and they're like, oh, this person's not going to be good. And then they open up and it's just like the life-changing thing. And you've got to dig deep. I mean, I remember one of my favorite ones was I did for Build Grow Scale. It's an e-commerce education company. Similar, to Life in Air, but for e-commerce owners. And this woman came up and, I'm asking her questions. And she's just kind of like one-word answer. And then she let loose. She was really shy, and then she let loose about how it transformed her life and her daughter's life and just start crying. And I'm like, if I'd have just gone, this woman's shy, and let her go and just made that, because that's what everyone said. It's the stories are there. And everyone wants to tell their story in some way, shape, or form, and they want to help. And if you've done great work for them, most people want to help you improve your business.
Anything in regards to what you learn about people? I mean, interviewing thousands of people, you've probably picked up some few things about humans and people. And
well, yeah. I mean, we're natural storytellers, first of all, right? That when we talk to a human, we are natural storytellers. I don't know. There's so much about humans that we're all humans. I mean, no matter like what the question before is like, if this business is my business is different. I'm like, there's everyone has a story and they want to tell it. And, and really you've got to sometimes dig deep and you just got to care about the person. You got to really care about the person. And the more you care and they can, people can sense when you care about them. And that's the biggest thing I learned. So like if I'm having an off day, I'm kind of just trying to get through them. If it's like sometimes when it's a bunch of them, I have to bring myself back to the moment and just be like, it is about this person. That's it.
That's awesome, dude. I know that you, we spoke about this prior to starting the recording. In order to help people kind of learn a little bit about this process, you prepared a little special something for them. Why don't you tell the audience about that?
Yeah, sure. So, one thing that people have a problem with is actually identifying who they want to get the stories from. Sometimes there's one that pops from your head, but also you've got to think about for your business, what are the stories that you want to duplicate? Because they're like, oh, the person who gave me the most money. I'm like, sometimes that's not the person, right? Sometimes that person tore through your business, even though they gave you a ton of money. And sometimes it's the person that gives you a ton of referrals, didn't spend a whole lot, but you really look at the person the right way and you're like, if I had 100 of those, my life would be amazing. So I created a little program, the Perfect Case Story Selector. It's a bunch of questions to go through before you go through the tackle box process. But if you download that, and it's got a few videos, it'll help you figure out who your perfect case stories are right now. And you can do this with your team. So if you have a team, I would definitely disperse it, have everyone do at least two or three of these. And, but also design your perfect case story, like of who you want to work with that maybe you haven't worked with yet. So especially if you want to go up markets or you want to work with someone bigger, or even if it's like a specific celebrity, tell the story and it'll show you how to tell that story of that person you work with and how you're going to change their lives so that you are now preparing mentally for that person and you can find them. And it's a download. It's at videocasestory.com/wojo, because that's the shortest version of all this. I should have made it Polish. But so side note, there's a few restaurants down the road from me, like I pass every day, and there's a Thai place, an Indian place, and right next to it, I drive by every day and I'm like, oh, Polish food. And it's called the Polish room, but it's the Polish room and it's a nail polish place, but it gets me every time still. I'm like, pierogies. I'm like, oh, nail polish.
Which leads back to the question, am I Polish or am I Polish? That's a good note to end this on.
Well, Ian, man, I'm so grateful for our friendship and what you are doing for businesses. How do people learn? I guess you gave the link for the bonus material and training. And if people just want to learn more about the business in general, is it just go to the root URL, or is there somewhere else you want to direct them?
Yeah, you can go to just look up the YouTube channel, Video Case Story. You can pick up the book, Video Testimonials and Land the Big Fish. I think it's like $2.99 for the digital version.
I got that book, by the way. Yeah, I did read that.
It's the exact process. It's not like a sales book. It's not theory. It's like, this is how you do it. I got a 1-star review. Someone's like, this is work. I'm like, yeah.
Got it. Well, hey, man, thank you for being on Life Hacker Show.
Thank you, bye. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Dude, these are so important, man. As he's talking, I'm thinking of all different places that we need to use these within Life and Air. And frankly, like every business, I think, has so many applications for this, right? Like sharing your members' success. And I love what he said, like, you know, people don't care about you. They care about what you can do for them. And so by showing your potential clients, your prospects, or even your customers, reminding your customers of all the things that are great as to why they're doing business with you, like all of these, like, just convey a huge importance to kind of collecting these things and doing them well.
Yeah, one of the things that kind of clicked for me during this particular episode is because I know a lot of business owners are struggling with getting those quote unquote testimonials, right? Because we talk about that. Oh, now people talk about getting testimonials for your business so you can blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff, right? And one thing that clicked is this. When he talks about the case stories, you're asking their story, right, to tell their story. The light is off of you, which actually prevents you from going and asking people for those case stories, and light kind of shines on them. So I think actually becomes a lot easier for people to go and ask for those case stories, and you actually, you know, shine a light was really important in this business, and it's your clients, it's your customers, right? Because without them, you wouldn't have the business. And it actually helps other people in their lives to be able to connect with you and be able to, you know, work with you and things like that. Because think about it this way. If you, let's say you talk to someone and this woman, like you just mentioned about on the episode of, talked about her and how that business helped her and her daughter, right? Or the lawyer who went and mowed that guy's lawn. All of a sudden, someone who was listening to the case story might actually be like, oh, I can see how that could relate to me. I see how that is impacting me. I can see how that guy could help me, or that business could help me. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to marketing, we talk about this all the time, right? The people just ask themselves, whether consciously or subconsciously, what's in it for me? So I think that is a big shift. And, you know, if you really think about it, we've been raised on stories, right? So I love that he's looking from that perspective, and he's actually helping businesses, you know, get those stories out.
Yeah.
Because we were stories, it's all great, over man. The place.
Yeah. And it also, I think, helps people see themselves. You know, when you share someone's story about a challenge they overcame, or an obstacle, or some sort of, you know, trial they've had in their life, or and maybe, like you said, plumbing. Okay, well, listen, you know, maybe that dripping faucet kept them from getting a good night's sleep for 2 weeks, right? It's still a challenge. And every business, you are solving a challenge. And like this is, so these people's stories, their challenges, again, not from making you the hero here, but about their story, allows you to kind of enter their world and have a potential person see themselves in that, and they connect with that. And so that can't help but transfer to you. So listen, hope you enjoyed the episode. Take advantage of the free gift that Ian provided. I did read his book, Man Over Kindle. It's a really easy read, very, you know, very tactical and strategic as well. Very, very good, very quick. And so pick that up. And and I would suggest that everybody start looking at some of these case story applications in their own business. If you like this episode, please give us a review, give us a thumbs up. And listen, I would love, you know, I'm not sure what the platforms do, Peter, if you can do this, but like, share your story with us, put your, you know, story, in some sort of, at least, I guess, well, we can't do video right now, but maybe we'll reach out to you. If we see a cool little, story, we can reach out and do a video case story on you. So thanks in advance for your support.
So I would say Life on Air has a Facebook page on Facebook, go to that Facebook page. If you're in it, just shoot that quick story, your life and their story in that book, and just in that book, in that page, share with others. And if you're not a member, join and then share your story of how you get to know Life on Earth. Like, well, how did that help you? You know, what kind of an impact that you've had for yourself and your life? Because if you're all the different conversations that I've had at the summit just now, or my students, we're all a story, right? There is always something that has helped you in order to live your life. So share that. I would love to see that.
Yeah, love it. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone.